Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
CJ got anger problems. He need therapy.
That's what makes a good workout problem. Anger
CJ,
problem.
You need therapy, you nigga. You need that. You need
call
talk,
me Skull.
You need to talk to somebody.
Call me Filth.
You need to talk to somebody, CJ. Did you hit the button? Oh, he hit the button. God damn it.
That's why I ain't saying that.
Can't wait to do these push-ups.
I wish Tiffany would drop off the order and drive the fuck off.
300 reps.
Shut the fuck up, Moses. Okay. I'm sorry, CJ. Sorry. Hold on.
Carry gallon ones on your back.
3 gallons. 4 gallons. Ah! I'm a gallon champ.
I need that spirit when I work out. Mike Tyson's spirit workout.
All right, I'm ready to go. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Let me make
Let's
sure.
Let's go.
Let me make sure shit was
Mike
right.
Mike Tyson's spirit workout.
Yo, CJ, keep that, please. You done, man. Yo, shut the fuck up, Moses. Get this shit going, man. I'm not fucking
I
with
will
you.
Fucking destroy your
I'm
body.
I'm trying to catch the rest of the Dreamville Festival, nigga. Shut up. Oh, man.
You gonna cry after you work out with CJ.
Came through with a bad bitch and tight britches.
What's up,
made
CJ?
A whole
I don't
book
hear
on
shit.
Flight, I'm tight vicious. Black boy flies, stupid racks, oysters on my plate. So much bread, I think I got white privilege. Access to 5-star rooms and white bitches. I dreamed it like Bing Cosby dreamed a white Christmas. At the shows, fucking on the slutty snow bunnies. I done came to the conclusion that I only like sisters. And that might be a hard pill to swallow for a few. She had dreams of fucking Cole and even her father would approve.
Yes, yeah. Honey, you can fuck him.
Look what a dollar bill would do. Make them bougie bitches working up in Prada smile at you. Yeah, I know you hate a nigga, but I'm still smiling too.
Will that be all, sir?
That'll do. Get money attitude. You weren't supposed to catch no feelings, bitch. We had a rule. Netflix, when you come through, they ask, you niggas still watching on the TV prop? She give me dome, I catch some Z's, I call her ZZ Top. I keep it PG when you see me, but I he not. You go against the mob, you might just get your pinky chopped. I can't believe he think he hot in his CD flop. Hey, I done seen too many white folks in dashiki stop. Cold bitch, the flow switch like
sick
every
of your
fall.
Bullshit, Moses.
I was very poor. Now I ball like a young Demi Moore. Henny pour on any floor. Pain seeping out my memories, pause. Lord, forgive me for the times I didn't follow. It was reflected in my music, all my shit was hollow. But now I spit with hollow tips and follow with the pyro. I politic, you ride the distance, call out sick tomorrow. I'm ill, fuck how you feel. Don't need no goofy ass Richard Mille for your bitch to tell that I'm rich as hell. Nigga.
Nigga.
You know what I mean? And that'll be all, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate you for coming out tonight.
I see it all over your motherfucking face,
I'm a fucking
Moses.
Genius.
I see this shit all over your goddamn face.
What's wrong with you?
No, because I see what kind of episode this is going to be.
Yo, start it up and shut up.
You on some bullshit.
Start it up and shut up.
Nah, fuck that. You on some bullshit.
Start it up
bro.
And shut up.
You on some bullshit. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Yep. You already know what time it is. We're here to talk that shit because that's what we like to do best. Here
talk go. That shit.
Episode
Yo, tell
them. Episode 130 out this motherfucker.
So why is that though?
Why is what?
You like your chain tucked in?
Cause I like the way it shows on the back of my neck sometimes.
I like the show on the back of my neck.
That's you asked me a question, bro. I don't, you know, I don't want it out. Sometimes I be
like
chilling.
You just like close to your chest. You like touch your Adam's apples.
No, I thought jewelry is for, you know, shine. You know, for people to see. So I sometimes I like when it just shows. Like you don't see nothing. You just see it on the back of your neck.
Nah, I feel like you be doing a chess move. You know what a chess move is?
No. And I don't want to know. How about that? I don't want to know. It's cool. Nah, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, me and the homeboys, yeah. Yeah. Hey. Hey. You know? Hey.
Why do you wear your chain out all the time?
Because I don't like it rubbing against you
gang,
my chest.
You gang like that? You ain't worried about nobody snatching your shit? That's what's going on?
You're going to get killed. I mean...
Okay, what
it ain't really worth nothing.
Okay, okay, got it.
My gold chain, not this chain. You can run off of this all day. Go ahead.
Fuck cancer. Let's start there. Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, Daytoria. Rest in peace, OG. Y'all have any rest in pieces or we going to keep it moving? And then they get quiet on me. I hate these niggas. I swear to God.
R.I.P.
That means no, nigga.
Yeah, obviously. So y'all want to get straight to the shits?
I like it rubbing against my chest. We
get straight to the shits. It'll probably be a little bit more older, but I mean, yo, we'll smack the shit out of Chris Rock at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Smack the shit out of him.
Where does he start?
I hated how the shit happened right after we recorded the last episode. And then, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. I get home. I scroll. You know, the videos might be showing on Instagram, but the volume's not playing.
What is the show? Because I don't even know what this is.
It was the Oscars.
Oscars. See, you can ask Dave. I called it Grammys like 100 times. I'm sorry. Don't watch the shit. What I'm telling you, they did this shit because nobody watches that shit. Look at the views.
No. I'm not going to say that.
Nobody watched that shit.
Listen, man. The only thing I got out of this shit.
Only time we knew about it because the clips. We wouldn't even know about the slap. Thank you. You don't watch that shit.
I don't. You waited? And I don't be careful.
I'm going to watch the, what is it, Oscars?
It was crazy. I was scrolling and seeing it, but I didn't think it was real. So then I woke up the next day to everybody really talking about the shit. And I'm like, yo, dude. So I played it with the volume going. I'm like, oh, damn, he really smacked the shit out of this nigga. I heard that shit.
It just felt like a joke because you smiled the whole way. Like, when you smack somebody, you ain't got no smile.
Was he wrong or not, man?
I'm just saying, when you smack somebody, you said, motherfucker, you walked off. You gonna sit there and say, don't say nothing about my wife.
Was Will wrong or not, man?
Don't say nothing about my wife. That's all I heard. I didn't hear no heart. This is what the fuck I heard. Don't say nothing about my wife.
was he wrong or not, man? Hmm? Was he wrong or not?
Yeah.
I think he was wrong. I think it was wrong for the simple fact you laughed and then you seen your wife
both was wrong.
Not like it and then now you want to do something.
I think both was wrong.
Which I know that feeling too. Like he's like, yo, oh shit, she ain't feel that shit. Like
I just feel like,
now I gotta do something about it. Like
I feel like both was wrong. I give my example because Chris Rock should have been like, I'm not saying that. I'm not doing that joke.
A different joke.
Yeah, like switch it up. You didn't have to say that shit.
I thought it was wrong timing. Will been through a bunch of bullshit for the past few years. Been through a bunch of
bullshit, so it was like, but long at the same time, I don't understand the smack. I never see nobody smile, and then you sit down and then you get hard. What the fuck?
Yo, I think it's
you gonna smile with the smack?
I don't really think the smack was for Christopher like that though. Like, think it was for. I think that shit was just built up
and
frustration.
Then he did it, like, open
it's
handed.
For everybody.
He did it open handed. It was like, like who? Yeah.
He was like, what did he do?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
man. Yeah,
that's how he
what
did
is
it,
that?
Right?
No,
I think it was just for everybody, man.
You gonna smack it, then you gotta pimp smack it. It should have been the backhand. You should have did this.
The other thing is, I'm like, yo, everybody started saying why he didn't do August Alsina like that. I'm like, yo, listen. Y'all weird, man. Y'all really want to beat up the dude when your wife is out here choosing and fucking around.
They said
you don't want to beat up the dude when she feels disrespected in your face.
They said the same thing.
That's weird to me.
They said the same thing about Birdman when he didn't want to say nothing to Rick Ross. Wow. And said something to Charlamagne.
That's a different situation.
No, same.
Nah,
it's the same. You wild on somebody else and not go to the person that's been talking shit. Rich Ross made a song.
Sometimes niggas gotta get slapped, and then you gotta take whatever consequence comes with that. So
I'm with Dave.
That's what it is, man.
The brother said he would smoke.
Huh?
Chris Rock brother said he would smoke.
Tony said he want all the smoke. I invite you to these hands.
Like, end up like the bowling alleys.
Right.
End up just like the bowling alleys. Hey, I want to join you.
So you said Chris Rock can't beat Will Smith in a fight.
Hmm?
You said Chris Rock can't beat Will Smith in a fight?
I don't know. I think Chris Rock can hold his own. It's going to be a fight.
So what about Tony?
Will Smith is going to take all that August Alsina pressure and put it on him.
My wife! Why? I just feel like he ain't have to smack him, man. Take the joke. I know your wife got a little mad a little bit, but I mean, after what she done put you through a little bit, some shit you just gotta eat.
You could say cut the shit. Like, hey, don't say, hey, fuck that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like,
you
ain't have to, if y'all motherfuckers clap on whoop everybody's ass.
Yeah, I'll catch you backstage. Like, I ain't gotta do this on national television. Like, I'll catch you backstage. Like,
Jada is a witch, man.
That's how you feel, Dave?
She a witch.
She a witch, okay.
She's, you seen that, how she turned her head? She did like a little twitch in her eye.
And she laughed. I seen a video clip where she laughed after the fact of him smacking him, too.
Nah, that's the thing. She laughed, looked like, yo, that's disrespectful to me. Will was like, because Will was laughing. And then he looked at his wife like, oh, damn. I'm trying to get some pussy tonight. I ain't trying to hear this shit. Let me smack this nigga so I can get some. God damn. She said she gonna suck it from the back.
Nah, man.
Man, he had that.
He should have just dealt with that shit at home, man. You ain't had to smack that, man, because now it looked bad, you know, for the community or the black community and shit. Come on, man.
It would have been the reaction.
And Chris, I'm like, yo, you should have picked a different joke if you was gonna do it. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, the shit wasn't even funny.
It wasn't.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it wasn't even funny.
But I mean, it wasn't funny, and then
it wasn't
that serious either, though.
It wasn't real, though, bro. Like, anytime somebody smacks somebody, you got that reaction, you're going to smack back.
Get it.
I don't think it was fake, because it don't benefit nobody. It don't benefit Chris. Right. It benefit Chris because he got his sales.
It benefits the Oscars.
Yeah, but nobody give a fuck about the Oscars.
That's what the thing. Nobody cares. But now people going to be trying to watch the Oscars to see shit going to pop off.
I don't think neither them two care about the Oscars enough to give them that type of credibility. Shit just happened.
Kanye West should have been in there.
Should just happen. Right. At the Oscars.
Yeah, he should. Kanye should
have been there. Why was Ye have to be at the... Why would he have to be at the Oscars, bro? Right. Mm-hmm. Make it make sense.
But he can talk shit. I don't think that you deserve this. Those are the fucking thing.
That's why he ain't going to the Grammys.
What is the Grammys?
I mean, sometimes you gotta smack a nigga. It just is what it is, man. But it wasn't that serious for you to smack him like that.
You gonna smack a nigga?
That's how I look at that shit, man. Shout out to the, I know here, you know, the bus driver is a little short and everything, but, you know, my daughter ended up having a new bus driver. I'm sitting there waiting at the bus stop. It's already bad enough you've been coming in like 2 or 3 minutes later and later every day. You know what I'm saying? But now we got a new one, right? So I'm standing there waiting. I didn't mind you, but let me tell you, the weather is fucked up. Like, it's tornado watch. Everything is going on. I'm standing there waiting. Next thing you know, I see this motherfucker drive right past me. I'm like, bitch, where you going? Wait, like, hold up. You was just instructed to stop and make... First, you were instructed to make this turn, then stop.
Why are you so violent with your words?
Because I just want to know where was she going?
A human being.
I understand that. Where was you going?
Lady, where you going?
It's a tornado watch. I'm trying to get my child out of the weather. What do you want me to do? I'm frustrated. It's like, what the fuck is you talking about, Moses?
You were screaming?
A little bit.
I don't understand this weather.
Bitch, where you going? Like, that's how I felt. Like,
it's raining out here. My kid.
Clouds getting darker. Like, come on, man.
You
like,
pulled out the strap. Is this another situation?
No. Like, I would never pull out a strap on a woman. I would never do that. At least, at least I don't think. I mean,
on the woman bum?
Don't pull a strap
this
on.
This on the woman bum. Huh?
Don't talk like you gonna pull
you
a strap on
me.
Me
for money, congrats.
Because women have guns
me
too.
For money,
like, she might be like, "Yo, I'm going to get the strap, and now I got to pull my shit out."
They got the chopper.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, shout out to the bus drivers, man. I know we're a little short out here, but y'all need to follow instructions on your turns and where you're going out here. Learn your route, man. It's crazy. Fuck me up. I thought I was about to be spinning in a fucking tornado somewhere, man. In the middle of my fucking neighborhood.
They don't give no raise. Why don't you drive the bus? I can see your stupid ass on them. Looking stupid.
Why would I be looking stupid?
Hey, y'all, sit there! Listen to my son mixtape.
Yeah, that's funny.
Oh God, CJ laughing.
This is my son mixtape.
Listen to my son.
Yeah, my nigga say, yo, sit down. Listen to my son's mixtape.
Yo, they be like, let me see the CD. It's for the streets. Throw it out the window.
I made the beat.
Yo. Check this out, blood. Check this out.
I could produce you too. Pause.
Yo. Little kids calling their parents. I'm about to be a star, mom.
Oh, my God. Yo, I'm not fucking with you. Yo, so I seen that they talking about male birth control. Male birth control.
Why?
A pill.
Yeah, niggas want to get pregnant, I guess.
You said niggas want to get pregnant?
Want to get pregnant.
That makes no fucking
niggas
sense.
Niggas getting knocked up.
That's funny.
Niggas getting knocked up. Look at CJ. What?
Niggas getting knocked
niggas
up.
Niggas getting knocked
up. I'm not working with nobody want to get knocked up. You would never work out with me. You want to get knocked up? Don't work with me.
I wonder what the side effects to them things is. Sore nipples and shit.
Shit.
You know, walking around with sore nipples and shit.
Shitting.
Sick moves, man. Cramps. Snoring. One nipple.
One nipple longer than the other.
Crazy.
Hair everywhere.
Niggas scratching on their arms and shit. Ain't no telling. Listen, though. Listen, man.
Stomachs from the front and the back.
It's over for you women that want to trap them rich niggas.
Look at my ass.
I suggest
ass.
The rich niggas go get the male birth control when it comes out, man.
Look at my ass.
Because these niggas love the raw dog. As niggas, we love the raw dog. And they out here doing it. Get the male birth control, man. I support it.
It depends on the side effects. That's it. Depends on the side effects and the turnaround rate when you stop taking it.
Right. I get that too, though, Dave.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, you take that shit, your balls shrink up. Not for me. I stick to pulling out. You feel me?
Dick gonna shrink.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Hell no.
What happened to my dick?
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
I tell the truth.
That's that these Johnson and Johnson.
I say you wouldn't want to shake.
Niggas take the Johnson and Johnson BC for men.
Man, look at my dick, man.
In my 30s too.
Right.
That is not what you want.
Man, put your dick up, bro. Nah, man. They fucked up my dick, man. Bitch left last night because of my dick.
Now that's crazy.
What happened to your shit?
It's the B sheet. Niggas walk around with patches on their arms and shit. Come on. Got a BC patch on his back.
What's on your back? Nothing.
Right, nothing. Nah, nigga, that's BC.
Your dick gon' shrink. No, it ain't.
Nigga walk around with his BC patch.
Hey, Doc, every day I wake up, my balls is pitching.
Right.
Because your dick small. You peeing on your balls, young man.
That's my crazy. Dick.
That's funny, CJ. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and laugh, CJ.
Do I get credit now? My dick gone, I got to get credit. If your dick gone, you better have good credit, nigga.
Yo, I hate you, yo.
Nah, I'm real, I hate nigga. You, man. Huh? You want the dirty shit?
Get him the dirty, yeah.
So what's up, Moses? If it, you know, depend on side
I'm
effects.
Not taking it.
At all. It ain't for you at all.
Give you ass and titties.
Just wear a condom,
out.
Man. Just wear a condom.
You got ass and titties for no reason.
Come on, Dave. Just wear a condom. It's
yeah,
not the
it's
same
trash.
Feeling.
I know, it's trash.
It's not the same but feeling.
Just wear a condom. That's all. Women shouldn't even be on birth control.
And probably make you, be honest with you. You have a beard.
Why you say that, Dave?
Because it's unnatural. And a lot of women's bodies can't take it. Mm. You know what I mean? Get rid of
that. I don't
shit.
Be knowing that because I don't know a woman's body. So I don't
you
know.
You got to have some women friends.
Speaking of, mm-hmm. Matter of fact, no, we do. I do have a woman friend. We're going
to
speak on
talk
it a little
to
bit.
Women.
We're going to speak
you
on it a little
bit. You
got to
ask them questions. You got to be curious.
I got a homegirl that wanted to ask a question about. Big she boot. Has kids with, you know what I mean, a baby father or whatnot. Okay. Or the father of kids ended up having or is having a kid with another woman. Now, they're not together no more. Mm. They broke it off a while ago. You know what I mean? And she ended up getting into in her feelings about him having a baby with another woman. I had to tell her, like, why the fuck are you in your feelings? You shouldn't be in your feelings. You I broke it that. Off. You ain't want to be with him no more. Why are you in your feelings about what he's doing now? You get what I'm saying?
This was
is
after.
She, is she wrong? Go ahead.
Was this me. After the fact or was this during it?
This is after the fact, bro. Does she have any right to be in her feelings about this man having a baby with somebody else? Y'all not together no more. Y'all broke it off a long time ago.
Yeah, she bugging the fuck out. Especially if they ain't together. They ain't got nothing to do with shorty.
You know I was making mean? Sure I wasn't wrong when advice was asked. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, she entitled for her, you know, everybody's entitled to their emotions or whatever, but get over that shit quick because they ain't got nothing to do with you. That bitch. If you're not worried about where he stick his dick at the end of the day, the baby shouldn't matter either.
One of her responses was, well, you know what I mean? I tried so hard to try to work it out with him and be a family with him and all this other stuff.
Well, there you go.
And I said, well, I understand that, but I feel like you probably caught him at the wrong time. Like, because us as men, you know, we're trying to grow. Mm. He probably wasn't in that mental state to be trying to grow at that time when you was trying to get him to be like that. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now he's at a state in his life like, yo, I'm growing now. This is what I really want to do.
Yeah.
She's saying that, you know, the kids are being more, he's more involved with the kids. You know what I mean? I'm like, so what the fuck you and your feelings for? Like, sound like homie doing a great job at this point.
I see that.
And you know what I mean?
I keep it 100 with you.
I like the change, is what I'm saying. Like,
Yeah. I mean, I really hope he does change, but ain't no guarantee the nigga gonna change anyway. You know how niggas do. Niggas have kids all day long and still find a way to fuck that
they
up.
Fuck it up. Fuck it.
Listen.
I feel you on that way. That's a valid right there, Dave.
Yeah, but you know.
My seed.
Niggas, you gotta
my son.
Move on. Right. Yeah, niggas grow at the end of the day.
You ain't gonna let niggas me grow. See my son.
What are you talking about?
Yo, I just love that shit.
What are you talking about?
Nah, that's what you go through when you have kids.
Yeah.
My kid.
Yeah. It happens, man.
Because you stupid. You bitch.
What?
It's the argument.
What?
It's the
that's the blurred
that's
out.
That's the argument you go
that's
through.
That's the blurred out.
Huh? And you be like,
you bitch. Like, damn.
I'll see you next week. I love you. That's the way it is. You got kids.
How you feel about her being her feelings, Moses? Dave answered. I said,
you know what?
I said.
She might have herself to thank for that. You know what I mean? Y'all, she left him. She made him a better man.
Right that on the point.
You know I think mean? That no, but the fucked up thing is that hold on, we laughing, but the fucked up he thing is man. I think that she feels like that.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean? Man.
Like, how the fuck I push this nigga off to be what I wanted him to be. Like, you know what I mean? Which that bullshit happens. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Listen. You say that until the nigga, until you get back with the nigga, he's still the same way. Mm. He's just a little bit better father. That's all. The nigga's still the same. You know what I mean? Nigga butt still stink. You know what I mean? Everything everything you hate about the nigga, you still hate.
Scratch
but he do
butt.
A little bit. You know what I mean? Niggas don't.
It's 5 in the morning. You know what it is?
First of all, I'm why tired. Would you with the nigga if his ass is stinking?
You know,
like,
I mean, come
on.
That's what you like?
You know when you get, when you get
that's
into
what you
a,
like?
When you get into a long-term relationship with somebody,
nah,
you
know,
start
dude.
To
I'm fucking with
pick
you.
Out things that you're like, yeah. Oh, this motherfucker is a little nasty. You know what I mean?
You ain't gonna flush your toilet.
You feel me? But you love the nigga anyway, type shit.
Oh, so you really not gonna pick up that candy wrapper real quick?
Ain't you, right. You know what I'm saying? Well, like what?
Shorty got caterpillars on the sink. Man, oh yo, my like, God. So take these fucking eyelashes off the sink, yo. Got fucking bugs around here. Thought I
you
had
just
bugs.
Just gonna eat out the ice cream cart. Yeah, it's mine.
Oh my God.
Homie got skin marks. Yeah, you know I mean, sure, you trying to do laundry. Nigga got skin marks in his drawers. She loves a nigga, though. That's
got
her nigga.
Got to sweep.
Put the laundry in the dirty basket.
Right. Got to sweep the bathroom floor. Got to sweep the bathroom right. floor every day, all the hair. Like, yo, right. come on, man. Like, you shedding. Right. Relax.
Like, right. You saving the trimming. Mm-hmm. How much hair you get?
All right, so Moses, she shouldn't be in her feelings, is what you're saying.
okay.
Mm-hmm. She don't want that nigga back, man.
It's a learning experience because sometimes you can be in your feelings. You got to understand you've been with that person for a long time. So you know the ins and outs. And when you see them getting better, you're like, damn, why didn't you do that with me? So I feel like that might be going on. And secondly, like you probably did like Dave said, you made that dude better. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that happened. It don't happen with you. And secondly, I won't worry about it because it was meant to be. You would have been with him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You can't worry about that. You just got to look on like, okay. Now you know. I just feel like that's a sign like, now you know, like, we good. Let's just focus on co-parenting. That's it. So focus on good, co-parenting. You be good.
And old boy might feel away too once she move on and do whatever, you know.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So she has somebody.
Nah, what the hell going on?
Right, yeah, right.
What's
right.
wrong with you?
Now he concerned.
Oh, you cooking spaghetti?
Niggas be mad concerned.
With tomatoes?
Niggas be mad concerned with baby
mama.
Since
when you put the tomatoes in the spaghetti? Like, when you like mac and cheese?
I'm cooking.
I love
night.
Fucking cheese.
Brown with
Parmesan.
You. What's wrong with you? I got company.
You ain't cook like that when I was. Hey, shut up.
Shut your you got ass company
right there. Shut the fuck
you up. You got company at one?
You ain't worthy of cooking for, man.
Where the key is at?
I have, right.
Hey, where my mama?
Where the kids at? Exactly. God damn. Go get the kids, man.
Go get
nigga them. Make up any kind of excuse. Yo, my old, watch your kids. I gotta go check her out. Something ain't right.
All right, so did you guys check out the Dreamville mixtape? They dropped it right on time for the festival this weekend. Thought you niggas was going.
Did you
I thought
play
y'all
a little
going.
Bit? T-Pain.
Yeah. Right. Didn't you play a little bit?
Nah, I didn't check it out. I heard you playing a little bit of it.
Sounds, it was nice, yeah.
Sounds cool.
Come on, it's Dreamville.
Fire. I don't know. Somebody rapped on the, what Checking was that, that Biggie beat? Who is that?
Damn, what's my shit on here?
I heard a little bit of it. And homie that was rapping on the Biggie beat, it sounded okay, but I don't think he did it the justice
some
it needed.
Cause.
Yeah, he ain't do the justice it needed. But
I was going to say, that was my take coming in here on, right, on that. Yeah. Like it's,
if you rapping on that beat.
On that Who Shot
You? You got to destroy it, and he ain't destroy it.
I mean, he rapped, though.
He
but
rapped,
it,
you got to leave that alone.
Yeah. There you go.
Dude. You got to leave that alone. You ain't
I'm
that
with
elite.
You on that, Dave.
You ain't that elite yet, dogs. Or if you going to do that beat, flip it and make it something else. But you ain't really do that shit.
I like how they started the joint, though, the mixtape. Well, I like how it's a DJ drama. Got the gangster grills. You know what I mean? It started with this joint called Stick with J.I.D., Cole, you know what I mean? Fire. Ari Lennox got a couple joints in there. I like how they did Going Down. They remade that for Mary. I like, because she got a great voice in me. Fire. Mm. And I mean, the joint is, the shit, like I said, is right on time for the festival. I thought you niggas was going. I thought y'all was going to pull up. I thought y'all bought tickets on the low. Y'all know I got kids. I couldn't just leave them.
Yeah, I feel you.
I couldn't just leave my kids.
You was supposed to pay for it, so. When I knew you weren't going to do it, I was like, I'm good.
I'm supposed to pay for it. You a grown-ass man,
nah,
my dog.
Dirty Water. Talking about production. Boss? Come to me, Tomar.
It like, looks like it. We got a plane in the background. It looks entertaining.
Yeah. Look like niggas is sweating and shitting. Smell like shit.
Well, I seen.
Oh, yeah. This nigga bugged out.
I seen a Lil Baby performance. I'm not.
See Fame.
I'm still into the. I'm glad I don't go see some of these artists in person live. Like, because I swear I hate the fucking song playing in the background. Like,
why you like screaming?
No, know your verse and spit your. Nah, know your verse and spit your shit, yo. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear your shit in the background and you tracing it. I don't like that shit. Sound like you tracing. Like, you know what I mean? I don't like it. Even though I love Lil Baby, I love Lil Durk, but I be seeing they performances.
Yeah, the young niggas, they can't remember their verses, man.
Hold up, Dave. I'm not even going to say that because he's riding his shit. Like, it's like, damn, nigga, you know your shit, man. Cut the shit off.
He know when the verse ain't playing, when the verse is playing in the background.
That's bullshit.
It's easy to sing along with some. Niggas gotta get their showmanship up.
That's bullshit.
You know what I mean? And then the younger crowds, they don't require that. You know what I mean? Mm. It's the older, you know what I mean? Niggas that come from niggas watching the Locks and them niggas and type shit. Like niggas ain't
Hov.
Yeah, Hov. Hov ain't rapping along with his vocals and shit.
But they still doing what they do.
They doing their thing.
Letting the people sing these songs.
Well, I'm just saying what makes me purchase a ticket to come see you. Like, you know what I mean? That's a big thing.
So what are you looking for in the show?
I mean, I want you to spit your verse without the shit in the background, without your words in the background.
Not explain nothing.
He want better showmanship, nigga.
Yeah, like what are you talking about? That's not explaining nothing. That's explaining everything I want, nigga.
Somebody can just go out there and spit.
I'm already here to beat. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm already see you bouncing around wherever the fuck you going to do. But I want to see you rap your shit.
You want to show like Busta Rhymes. You want to show like P. Diddy.
I mean, this is music. So if you writing this shit or you spit this shit or however the fuck this shit came about, you should know your shit when it's time for you to go out there and perform it and the beat is in the background. No different than somebody going to school and they studying for a test, knowing their shit. That's how I look at it. Like, you ain't doing nothing else besides recording shit, going home, eating. I mean, I know you dealing with shit in your personal life, but listen to your music when it's time for you to go perform your shit so you know your shit without that shit in the background. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
I agree with you. You got to be professional, but
I don't even think that's professional.
You got to be, though. Because if you go to your shows and you're not performing, people ain't going to come up. What's the point of me coming to your show? You can't remember your fucking lyrics. You fuck who you
is. I guess.
DMX never did that. Busta Rhymes never did that.
Think about the era we talking about, too, though.
Yeah, like I said, the crowd ain't requiring that, so they don't give a fuck.
They just want to see the first one.
That's it. They just like jumping around and shit.
Yeah, well, shout out to Raleigh. You know, the festival looks dope. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm glad I didn't go. After watching some of it, like the way the crowd and shit is set up, I can't walk stage to stage. I'm not with that shit. I like to sit down. My seat is right where it needs to be, and then I'm good. All that walking around and shit.
Using them porta potties?
Yeah, I don't want to do that neither.
They can push you over.
I don't want, it's hot in there, you know what I mean? Stink in there. Like, nah, I'm cool, man. Last nigga in here didn't flush everything like he was supposed to. Nah, I'm cool.
You don't flush porta potties.
Oh, well, that's how you know I ain't really never been in one.
Total paper all around everywhere.
I don't be in
spider webs.
I try to skip those. Like, honestly.
Spiders.
Fuck, I got on here. Oh shit. Yo, Snowfall, I don't know what the fuck you doing. You fucking me up.
CJ says trash.
CJ got the thumbs down. Mm-hmm. I'm with him. Where the fuck did a tiger come from in the middle of LA in the 80s in some random nigga's backyard?
Niggas get tigers, B.
Yo, Dave, shut the fuck up, nigga. I'm not rolling with that bullshit.
There was a tiger in New York City in the Harlem apartment. Mm-hmm. He had a grown tiger in there. With two fucking roommates.
Mm-hmm. You think that shit was going on in the 80s?
That was the 90s. No matter what time period it was in Harlem in the apartment building.
It was going on 70s, 80s, and 90s. What are
you talking about? Well, listen. It could happen, but I could see how it just random for the story. I don't know the story.
I'm like, yo, you throwing the story all over the place.
Shout out to Harlem for that.
Shout out to Harlem. Shout out to New York. I see y'all man. Keep listening to us. Yo, Dave, you doing something.
Bug it out.
But, these niggas escaped the fucking tiger. Never unlocked the cage or nothing like that, right, CJ? They never unlocked the cage and let the tiger just start roaming around. Now I'm going to go back to the spot after the Mexicans done kidnapped me to go get the money and show y'all where it's at. Now the tiger just comes out of nowhere and just eat one of these niggas. And Franklin is just standing there cool. Mm. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on, yo?
CJ disapproves also.
This shit is crazy right now. Like, I'm like, yeah. What are y'all rushing? What are you doing?
I just don't like where it's going. Everybody's breaking up. It's just
That is fine. I mean, that happens in the game.
That
like,
happens.
You
know what
I
mean? But
so what you think is the problem? Because didn't that last season they had like a long ass break before they came back, right? Mm-hmm. So they had time to build that shit up. And they came back with this season kind of quick. You think that's the part? Thing sound?
I don't know if they came back quick or maybe John Singleton's writing has ended at that last season, and then now they are trying to carry on from what they had. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because he's not here to fulfill everything that's like, you know. I feel like they write up to a certain point, and then you know what I mean. It goes from there. So it's like. Damn, did y'all, because last season was fucking great.
Right.
Like, that shit was, I couldn't wait for this season. And then now I'm just like, yo, what the fuck are y'all doing? That shit is not realistic. Yo, I love Jerome, but yo, the Versace shirts, like, they too new. They too up to date.
Getting too
like,
crazy, man.
They too up to date, nigga. I don't feel like that Versace shirt was in the 80s. I'm sorry. That shit fly, though. That shit fly as fuck. Like, damn. But what's going on? I don't know what's going on in Snowfall. I'm going to keep watching, though. I mean, shit, season 5 or whatever, like.
You understand it's a different director, so.
True. And yo, CJ, and I mean, and then have they been picked up for another season? You know, these shows usually get picked up after, like, episode 2 or 3.
Yeah.
We had, like, fucking, what, 7 or some shit? 6 or 7? And I ain't heard nothing about, yo, picked up for another season.
The last time, did they get picked up for 2 seasons or 1 season?
Depends. Okay, yeah, I have to go back and look at that day.
And I think Tommy hasn't got picked up either.
I haven't been watching Tommy at all. I'm gonna watch it, but I haven't been watching that fucking The Rise of the Lakers though on HBO Max. That's the one.
Powder. There you go.
sing that shit again, Moses. Sing it again. Go ahead. I liked it.
I want the money and the powder and power. Money and powder and power.
Sing it!
Niggas just be yo, it's crazy how niggas love dope and all this shit. Don't be doing a damn thing.
If 50 come on there with his little dumb ass flow. And 50 be bleaky. Shut up, 50. I'm tired of you, man.
That nigga said.
He had that same flow,
yo,
CJ.
Yo, he be going in. He was like.
Play with the blicky blicky.
Hit you in the side.
You know, as soon as 50 start repeating himself.
Hit you in the side, you start speaking. What the fuck is that about? Like, nigga, if I shoot you, don't
shout
talk.
Shout out to 50. Shout out to 50.
Don't talk.
If I shoot you, don't talk. I got to say something. Fuck you. What the fuck is that about? Like I told you, he said El Pollo Loco.
Nigga stupid.
He did in the video. He did. He ran off with, he shot Yayo.
Yo, I see the House has passed a bill to legalize marijuana at a federal level. So, like, all that fucking distributing all that shit, nah.
Yeah, I think it got, like, one more stage, right?
One more stage to this shit.
That's if they pass it. That'd be cool if they do, though.
Across the U.S., shit legal.
We're gonna see.
Let them niggas free, too, that's been locked up for selling 2 pounds. Weed, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let them go.
Yeah, they gotta let them go.
You gonna put some on their books?
That's the whole thing that's making me think that they might not do it, cause they might. That's a lot of niggas getting released.
And we talking about, like I said, on the federal level, like, right. You know what I mean? So,
right, but I'm that's saying, major though, to me. Yeah, if you gotta let niggas go, then that's a lot of people they gotta let go. I don't know if they want to do that.
Put some on their books, man.
Well, then, I mean, Dave, don't worry. They'll let them go and then come out with a, you know, a different COVID again. And then people be dying again, you know.
And then they said that they was going to give the people that they got weed convictions.
Expungements, right?
Well, I guess maybe.
Yeah.
Like, and the first incentive and shit to get the license. Marijuana license and shit like that.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah, I mean, if that's true, you know,
that's fire.
Niggas say a lot.
What's up, Moses? You giving me that look, man? What's up? You all right, bro? How you feel about it? They gonna legalize it, man? I feel like you'd be able to stuff your back with it a little thicker.
Come on.
That's what you came up with. They lying? They not lying, bro. Nah, just one more. It's one more stage to it. But the vote difference was significant to me. Like, you know what I mean? So I was like, yo, they looking like they really trying to get this shit done. I mean, yo, get rid of the tobacco, the cigarettes and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Bring the weed
that's,
in.
That's big money. They ain't doing that.
Yeah, they gonna make money off both.
Alcohol and cigarettes is big money.
Big money.
Well, yo, listen, I have to say this. After last episode, you know, Duke went to the Final Four.
Duke. What happened?
Shut the fuck up, Moses.
What happened?
It's rough over here.
So what happened?
It's sad.
Carolina's still in there?
You ain't got your hat on, Carolina's your shirt on today, huh?
Sad. Huh? Sad day.
You got your white beat on? No. Little white beat up under there?
See if he got a Duke white beard.
I don't. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
See if he got a Duke white beard.
Fuck out of here.
I
baby.
See it. It's a print.
That nigga got his Duke white beard on.
I'm gonna give you
your shirt tight. I see it.
Your shirt tight.
Tank top.
Fucking throw you a bowl, nigga. Relax. So, yeah, man. Fuck Duke. I'm saying what the fuck I'm saying, man. Fuck Duke, man.
You saying that until next season, nigga.
No, I'm not, Dave. Let me say what I'm saying. Shut up.
Why fuck Duke?
Listen, man. Coach K's last season, right? It's already bad enough. We lost at the crib from UNC. It's already bad enough. Now we getting to the fucking, we trying to get to the chip. It's the Final fucking Four, dogs. We trying to get to the chip. And you going to fuck, this is Coach K, let me say it again, it's Coach K's last season, nigga. And y'all lose this shit too? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. I'm done. I'm not with Duke no more. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm not a Blue Devil. I'm out of here. Well, fuck that shit. So it's over. I'm not standing for shit like that. I can't live my life like that. Coach K is not even going to, after this shit, yo, he going to do the Tom Brady. I promise you. He coming back. He ain't going out like this. There's no way.
Why you care? You gave up the town.
Man, I'm going back to my roots. I'm Syracuse. I'm going to New York. I'm up there somewhere.
Ain't you a Knicks fan?
That's what I'm saying. So I got to go where all my teams are at. I'm going back up north.
You should be used to niggas fucking up. You a Knicks fan. That's what I'm saying. Like, come on. And now you just turning your back on Carolina like
that. Nah, it's Duke, Dave.
Duke, rather.
It's Duke, Dave.
Yeah, Carolina whooping ass, right?
Oh, Carolina still in it?
Yeah, they in there.
They had the chip. This was to the chip.
Okay.
Yeah, they in
this
there.
This is to the motherfucker.
fucking champ.
Yeah, that's a Carolina dude.
At least it's a Carolina team.
Yeah, that's a Carolina dude.
No, that's just so Dave, you're not from here.
Nah, I'm just saying.
Let me keep it 1,000. No, shut the fuck up, Moses. Let me tell my New York brethren.
That's a Carolina dude.
Let me tell my New York brethren.
What do you get?
Yo, listen.
Where Carolina
ain't no.
Where Carolina at?
They in the chip. They in the chip.
Okay.
They in the chip. But listen, Dave talking about something. Well, at least a Carolina team is in there. Yo, Moses, tell this man, New York brethren, that's not how that works here.
Go get a Carolina jersey.
It's like that in New York, too.
No, it's, So fuck the Tar Heels.
Go get a Carolina jersey.
This nigga, I'm telling
you. Don't get mad because you was in the shower crying.
I didn't cry in the shower.
Why, dude?
I didn't cry in the shower.
Why?
I cried in the car. Dude. I didn't cry in the shower. I'm telling you.
You got blue soap and washed up and cried.
Coach K is not going to be able to live with this shit. I'm telling you, it's already bad enough.
You got Duke wash rag.
Yeah, Duke wash rag. Oh, blue soap. It's the blue. The blue in me.
Listen, Moses, Coach K is not going to be able to live with this. It's already bad enough that he couldn't get
the blue in me.
I hate this nigga.
Why?
That's right.
I hate these niggas.
Listen, it's already bad enough. Coach K is not going to be able to. He's not going to be able to live with this, bro. He already couldn't recruit Jordan. He got to go out, not win the championship. Last game at home, they must got dirt on. He threw all this shit. Fuck it.
Oh man,
he threw all this shit. Coach K, you threw all this shit, bro. They got some dirt on you. Racist or something somewhere. They got something on you. I don't know what's going on out here. What you want me
That's
to do?
That's how you feel?
What you want me to do? I don't know. He's a joke, though. He's a show. I can see somebody saying feeling like that.
Man, listen, dirty water Lex, man. Yeah. Rap your shit, dog.
Syracuse. I'm up. Bro,
now you see kids. Get the fuck out. This is disgusting.
Give me another mellow, like, you know what I'm saying?
Dude. Why?
I had to pay out significantly. Fuck CJ.
Yeah,
he took a couple dollars from me.
Yeah, you was crying. CJ was playing.
Few family members took a couple dollars from me. You know what I mean? Fuck all y'all.
How much you lose altogether? Count
I got to tell my business.
Count it up.
But you was bragging.
You put it out there. Tell us how much you
was bragging. Son. Dude gonna get it. I don't care. I'm winning all this money.
I was trying.
This my buddy.
Count it up.
I was trying to win all
this. I'm trying to get out of it. Count it up. 50, 25, another 50, 100.
It was.
How much is it? A loss is a loss.
500?
Nah, it was about 450.
450?
It was about 450.
About 500.
Total of the people, you know, dub here, 50 here, you know.
Yeah.
Shit like that, you know. It was rough, man.
It happens, man.
It feels good,
man. Nah, man.
You feel good?
It didn't feel good at all. Everybody laughed at me.
And FanDuel, too? You was on FanDuel, too?
No, I didn't do that.
I was about to say. Shit.
Oh, I would have made the bet with the money and made you wear the jersey. With a skirt.
Betting they rent
you
money.
You would
on
never
FanDuel.
Make me
work
rent.
Out there with a skirt.
You would never make me
rent. Made you work out, call you a skirt.
That is a fucking fight, a skirt, my nigga. Yeah. Yeah, like, what is he talking about, Dave? That's a fucking fight, bro.
Made you run around McDonald's.
I went and tried Arby's today. That shit wasn't bad.
Arby's? Yeah.
I was shocked. Like, I was like, damn, that shit is not bad.
You went for all the meats? No. What you get? No.
I would have made him run around McDonald's.
Hey, Cody, that was funny. Cody laughing at that one.
Hey, I heard you got a lot of meat.
Yo, I want all the meats.
All the meats?
What'd you get?
Is it really roasted?
I got a chicken sandwich.
Okay, you got the chicken. Pushy T. You got it?
Pushy T.
Oh, yeah, he did. I didn't even hear that yet.
Yeah, it's fire.
I didn't hear it yet.
It's fire.
When I leave here, I'm going to go listen to it. I forgot all about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm out there in Wendell because, you know what I mean? I'm getting my daughter's hair done and shit. And I was like, let me run up here.
What made you go to Arby's, though?
Because I was like, shut the fuck up, Moses.
I want something with some sauce and a lot of meat. I just want to
shut up, meathead. Sick of you, man.
Bash my fucking face done with you, man. And some big meat.
Right.
Some big meat.
Nah, because I was like, yo, I don't eat Hardee's.
I want a whole
and
turkey.
And I'm like, why don't nobody never go to Hardee's? And the line is always empty. Nobody's never there. I'm like, but I also be like, how the fuck are these niggas still in business then? Nobody's never here. Like, Hardee's, you know what I mean?
The people, I think the company that own Hardee's own like a whole bunch of chains. I forgot what the chains are, but I forgot the company, but they own a whole bunch of them.
I don't
like,
give a
Wingstop,
fuck.
Wingstop. Like, there's all
so they just using that other money to keep that shit open?
Keeping it floating, you know
that's
what
crazy.
Mean?
Arby's.
Niggas eat Arby's. I mean, I don't eat no Arby's.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't like bad at
you
all.
You didn't get the roast beef.
No. I didn't. Was I supposed to?
Yeah, that's
what
am
I supposed to get from
Nigga,
Arby's?
Listen, Arby's. Roast beef. You didn't even put that together. Nah. That's their specialty.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I didn't even.
Yeah,
know
it's
that.
Nasty.
I seen that Sick shit with the cheese on it and all that, though. I'll skip right
past
that.
Yeah, they got, yeah, now you was looking at that.
I'll skip right past that shit. I don't want no parts of that shit. Like,
you
nah.
was like, cheese, all that meat. Mm.
Right. I don't like cheese too heavy.
They got
anyway.
Like chicken. Turkey, I think they got man. Chicken too. I haven't had it. The
yeah, they had like
good.
Some. Yeah, they got some shit in there a little bit. I'm gonna go back. I ain't even gonna lie. I'm gonna
you
try that again.
The curly fries.
The curly fries.
Yeah,
good.
The curly fries is fine.
That's what I'm saying. I had the curly fries with that's the chicken only, sandwich. I'm like, oh, this won't bad.
That's the only thing I've had from okay. there is the curly fries. Okay. You can't go wrong with the. Curly
I'm not
fries.
Shouting out Arby's shit. Though. Let me be clear. I'm not. Shouting
you
loving
it. You love it. You was goddamn basking in that meat.
What was you saying? Push your teeth. What? What?
Crazy.
Turkey. And the curly fries.
Don't ever do that again. Don't put your fingers. Don't put your dirty ass fingers in your mouth again
nah,
like that. That shit was disgusting.
Nah, I got clean hands.
Nah, that was disgusting.
Whatever. You wanna be digging in your ass and shit.
My
yo, sure. What y'all talking about again?
Yo,
smelling your hands. Yo,
that's disgusting.
You're killing me.
That
digging
is
in
fucking
your ass,
disgusting.
Smelling your hands.
The fact that you don't, well, I know you
shower.
Doing some shit like that. If you saying that, you gotta be doing.
That's
some
how
shit.
You know you gotta take a shower.
I'm gonna take a shower.
No, that's
not. It's time to take a shower.
Niggas know when they got.
Yo, I'm getting the fuck out. You got any topics, Moses? Hmm? Dave, any topics before we get the fuck out? I'm getting the fuck out.
What's
I ain't fucking with y'all.
Yeah, man.
You
what's
an
the
idiot.
Awkward, what's the awkward shit you ever did?
Awkward?
Mm-hmm. What's some awkward shit I ever
yeah,
did?
It's just awkward. I mean, like, what the fuck? This is awkward.
I don't know.
Next episode. I got to think about that one. Awkward? Like,
you got a couple of them. But I'm not nah, just like
he
the
ready
ball.
To tell you what you did.
Yeah,
no, hold up.
126.
No,
this is
no,
127.
Because you got one too. You like to cross your legs when you sit.
Right, here you go. I never cross my legs.
Cross your legs.
Like, and I'm talking about like I be feeling like it's not. It's nothing wrong. First of all, it's nothing wrong with
me. They looking at you right now. They can tell sometimes you like to cross your legs.
Anyway, listen. This is what I'm saying, bro. There's nothing wrong with men crossing their legs.
Nothing.
What
it's
you
not
do? What you
legs.
You do the leg? You do
it's
the leg
fold.
Cross. You close your
it's
legs
not
and
cross.
Them.
It's a fold.
Like you close
you
your
like
legs
to
and cross
your legs. I'm not in the suit. You
no,
can't,
my ankle hangs.
I can't
when
cross,
I cross
my
legs.
Legs in those.
Like
sweats.
My ankle hangs when I cross my legs.
I've seen men cross their legs everywhere.
With what? The suit.
I've There's seen that too.
That. Yeah, why is something wrong with it?
With the suit. This nigga don't wear a suit. Yeah. He crosses his legs like that in sweats.
Yeah.
You cross your legs in the shower.
But yeah.
He crosses
his
legs like
saying.
That in basketball shorts. Moses is different, bro.
You
different, bro.
Now you checking me out.
Now he checking you out.
Now you checking me out. I seen him in the basketball shorts.
Crazy.
Crushing your legs.
Yo, what's wrong with this man, CJ?
I might take that pregnancy test.
Hey, you working out with him. You better watch out.
Oh, yo, dang.
Yeah, CJ. Yeah, get the bar. You know saying, right? Hey, you a little touchy today.
Yo, spot me. He's like, yo, it's 50 pounds on here. He can't wait for a nigga to spot you with 50. You gotta watch this nigga, CJ, man.
Lift me up like Dirty Dance. What?
Bro, Dirty Dancing.
What?
What's wrong with you, man? Stop.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. I hate
Lift
these niggas.
Lift
pick
me
up.
That's crazy.
I want to fly. I'll smack the fuck out of you. You ever seen it? Like Will did.
You better not. Yo, that's the other thing. Yo, Chris, man, why you let him smack you? You can't just walk up and smack me.
What would you would have done?
You can't.
Pull out the burner.
You gotta figure out what these hands do. I'm sorry. You just, that was very professional. But you wouldn't have made that.
I think as a comedian, he should have just kept going with jokes. I'd have been like, yeah, keep niggas out your wife's mouth and shit like that. As soon as he walked through, you gotta keep throwing them darts. You know what I mean? Yeah. If you ain't gonna hit the nigga back, you gotta kill him with insults from
I'm hitting him back.
Yeah, but there
to be
go.
Clear, I'm hitting. Well, I don't want to get sued neither.
You gotta keep. You gotta
it's
keep
like they
going.
Suing out here. Like you can't just punch niggas in the face
you,
no more.
You good?
He should have walked up and gave fucking Jayla a noogie or some shit.
Why Chris ain't sue that nigga, man? Why Chris ain't sue that nigga, man?
Why?
Come on, real niggas don't sue, man.
No. I would it.
Because if he
ain't press no charges, nothing. Right, nah. I respect it.
A lot
I
of people.
If you wasn't gonna hit the nigga back, don't sue.
A lot of people, want him to.
You know what I mean? He did the right thing. He took it on the chin.
You can't just walk up and smack me like that. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm tired. Listen, even if you can beat my ass, I'm taking that ass whooping.
You got
like fuck that. Yeah, I'm taking that one. Sorry.
Either that or you got to take the disrespect to another level. You got the mic, baby. It's my show now. I'm getting on you, your moms. Moms was a crackhead. We going in. You know what I mean? It's time to turn it up, man. We'd have roast everybody. Yeah. Are you like that? You like that? Boom, you get it.
First of all, I know you. You wouldn't let them smack you, like.
No, but I'm just saying, though. If you ain't
you
would have
seen
nigga,
that coming.
Back.
Oh, this nigga tripping.
Nah, Davis move. He was even with the Matrix. He was like,
yeah, because
he dodged that shit.
Yeah,
if he would have connected, I'd have laid right on the floor. My neck, my back.
You sued him?
My neck and my back.
You sued him?
I want 150
million.
I don't
million.
Ain't got to work no more.
Million, nigga.
Oh, you work for me now.
You know what I mean? Yo, you got to bring the stretcher out, man. Stretch your neck, brace, all that. Season up and all that, nigga. I'm getting that bread. It's the only American way, bro.
CJ would have choked him.
You embarrass me
strong,
out
nigga?
Here?
You think he's strong?
Oh, yeah, nah. CJ would have caught his hand and bit it.
You call that a smack? This a fucking smack.
This my first 200 calories.
Right. Pussy.
Now, where the chicken sandwich is at, bitch?
I'm fucking hungry. I'm sorry. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Fuck y'all. Yo, check us out on Twitter.
Why do I feel like you say that in the mirror?
What?
Put on your chain, bitch.
I don't. Why do you have these narratives about? Why do you think I moved away? I don't move like this at all,
you
bro.
You do.
I promise.
When you
I
came
don't.
In here,
I promise.
Just like we said, when you play music, you jumped up and down.
I do that.
I was playing the game. I look back. And you was hopping the fuck around.
To Lil Durk.
Like a jackrabbit.
To Lil Durk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talking about what?
Gang.
This is my life.
Not, I did not say that.
My dick was getting hard on this shit. I'm like, stop.
Wait, what?
I'm like, what Dave at when this shit happened?
All right, we're getting the fuck out of here. Check us out on Twitter. Dirty
I shaved my nipples to this shit.
Love it.
Where do you come up with something? Man. Where do you come with this dumb shit?
No.
Where do you come with this bullshit?
This is fucking life. You don't come up with this shit.
Twitter, Dirty _Water _NC. Facebook, Dirty Water.
Why?
Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
Trina.
Instagram, Dirty Water _Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
What's your shit, Moses?
Dirty Water Moses.
Keep fucking with us on
your
YouTube.
Shit is Dirty Water. You don't know Nan Lexington.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it just to that. Just for
on the Twitter account.
Just for Moses.
You don't know Nan Lexington on Twitter account. Look
that
it
is
up.
Bitch.
You got all kinds of stuff for you.
Hey, listen.
Look at my toes.
As long as you let Eve have your rib, I do that.
Eve.
All right, I'm out of here, man. Fuck you. I ain't fucking with
just
you, man.
Crickets. We what? Out, man.
Long as you're short, he can have your crib.
2-6. Hey! I fucking hate Moses.
914, what up?
I love to rub my chest.